We begin tonight in Iran, where that country's attorney general says that Iran's controversial morality police, whose actions helped trigger months of protests, may soon be gone. Iranian state media strongly pushed back on those comments, saying the Interior Ministry oversees that force, not the judiciary. Still, the remarks would represent the first concession by Iran's theocratic regime since demonstrations erupted in September after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in police custody for allegedly breaking strict rules on head coverings. U.S. Secretary of State Tony Blinken addressed the comments today.
If the regime has now responded in some fashion to those protests, that could be a positive thing, but we have to see how it actually plays out in practice and what the Iranian people think. This is about them, and it's up to them.
There have been reports of a decline in the number of morality police officers across Iran since the protests started, but the country's law requiring hijabs, or head coverings for women, remains in place. And on this NFL Sunday, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson is back on the football field after an 11-game suspension without pay and a nearly two-year absence from the game. He returned to Texas today to play his former team, the Houston Texans. It also marked a return to the community where more than two dozen women accused Watson of sexual misconduct from 2020 to 2021. Watson has since settled lawsuits with 23 of his accusers out of court. Two Texas grand juries declined to charge him criminally, and he maintains his innocence. Earlier this week, Watson spoke with the media and avoided all questions related to the allegations.
I understand that you guys have, a lot of questions, but with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that, but, the most important thing is, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Watson was victorious today in his first start for the Browns, beating the Texans 27-14. Back overseas, an active volcano on Indonesia's most populated island of Java erupted earlier today, sending a massive cloud of toxic fumes and smoke into the sky. Hundreds of terrified villagers could be seen running for shelter, some of them covered in ash. Evacuations are underway, though no deaths have been reported. The same volcano erupted almost exactly 1 year ago, killing 51 people. And in today's World Cup play, both the defending champion France and powerhouse England won their matches and will advance to the quarterfinals. For France, they're propelled by their young star, Kylian Mbappe, who now leads the tournament with 5 goals. But history is not on their side. No country has repeated as champion in 6 decades. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, international negotiators meet to reduce plastic pollution. And ongoing gang violence and a cholera outbreak exacerbates the political and humanitarian crises in Haiti.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.